scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
How's it going?
What was your impression of just everything of this week?
It was good. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, it's always exciting to come back, spend some time here, meet the new guys, see some guys you know haven't seen since last year. So, yeah, it's always a good time.
What was your impression of Simon Wang? Obviously, he's an OHL guy too and defenseman. Just what did you see from him this week?
Yeah, he's a great player, obviously. I've played against him a good amount in the OHL, but you can just kind of see the stuff that he does on the ice, just the raw talent that he has, how big he is, how well he skates. You can tell he thinks the game really well. A kid who will mold into a really good player for sure.
What are the next steps for a talent like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a player dev guy. But
your game is pretty good, though.
It's like everybody, just, you know, reps and practice and, you know, obviously everybody needs a big off season every single summer. So it's just, you know, little things like that, not getting too caught up in, you know, the future or anything like that. Just, you know, focus on the next couple of days and go from there, I guess.
You hoping this is the last time you're going against Michael Meeson?
Yeah, unless we're in like a practice doing something, yeah, I guess.
I mean, like in a game situation, if you will.
Yeah, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't like it.
What do you think of just the fan? I mean, this is your second one, but I mean, there's a clear buzz around here. What does it say about the excitement that fans are coming out here? It's July 3rd. It's summer. And pretty good building. It gets loud, and you hear your name called, and it's real loud. What do you think of just the fan engagement today?
Yeah, it's really exciting. Obviously, I've heard so much about, you know, San Jose hockey and the fans around here and what the community's like when, you know, a good team's playing hockey in San Jose and how exciting it is for them. And just to be a small piece of that is really cool. And, you know, you think of what's next for this organization, it's obviously just, like, really exciting. Just to be, you know, a small piece of it is really cool.
Yeah, we've talked to Todd and Mike about, you know, what you need to do to make the NHL. What for this summer, what do you want to focus on to train to give yourself that best opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I got a meeting with them in, I think, an hour, so hopefully they tell me a little bit of that. But yeah, I think it's just, getting bigger, getting stronger. I think that's obviously a big one. If, you know, I'm trying to play in the NHL with, you know, grown men, it's a different game than what I'm used to in the OHL, so something I'll have to get used to with that. But yeah, just bigger, stronger, and, you know, just focus on the little details of my game and just look to get better every day.
You probably saw that the Sharks signed a couple of defensemen today. What does that kind of, not change, but kind of add fuel to your fire, kind of? Like, those are a couple guys, hey, you know, like, I got to play, compete against those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I've said, my goal is to be here and play next year. And, obviously they're bringing in really good players. You know, this team wants to start winning right away. It's not, nobody wants to lose in this league. So obviously they're going to bring in the best players they can and ice the best team that they can. And, you know, obviously I'd like to be a part of the team that they ice come October, November. But, you know, obviously they're bringing in players to ice the best team that they can.
What makes Misa and Chernyshov so tough to defend? It looks like they brought their Saginaw chemistry over, and it looks like Chernyshov turnstiled a couple people. Not you, but a couple other people.
Yeah.
What makes them so challenging?
I think they complement each other so well. Obviously, you know, it's nice to be here and play with a guy who, like those two, have played together for, you know, months during the season. And, I mean, it's easy when you put two hockey players who are that good together. It's, you know, pretty easy for them to do the stuff they were doing out there. They obviously read the ice so well, and, you know, they know how to put the puck in the net.
Chemistry-wise today, what did you see from the entire group?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's been a couple days. Obviously, you know, guys you've never played with or anything like that, so it's a little bit of a feeling-out process. But, you know, I think when you get to this level, you should be able to, you know, figure things out pretty quick, you know, where a guy's going to be, where a guy's going to go, just simple things like that, not try to overcomplicate anything. But, you know, we've had the last couple of days to get to know each other, and, you know, obviously that helps when we're out there.
Was there anybody's game that was surprising for you today?
There's a lot of guys coming in here who I didn't know coming in, but, yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to just pick out one guy. Everybody here is obviously, you know, earned the right to be here and, you know, to get their chance to showcase, you know, what they can do to an NHL team. So, yeah, it was a fun camp, that's for sure.
How much can you get done in 4 days?
Two practices, couple workouts. played a game. No, I mean, yeah, it's just learning. That's what I think this is all about. You know, just soaking everything in. There's obviously so many coaches here and guys who have played, you know, thousands of games in the NHL, Hall of Famers. It's, you know, everything they say, you just have to take it in and listen to everything they say. Everything they say is valuable knowledge. So for me, it was just, you know, listen to what anybody says and, you know, try to remember it and take the little things.
Yeah, the management was saying, you know, they try to make it fun for you guys. Do you feel like this is kind of, you know, it really is a camp, it's fun, it's just, you know, not grind, and kind of a little more balanced?
It's a little bit of both. You know, they obviously say, you know, it's July, it's, you know, not the middle of a hockey season or anything like that. So, you know, there's a little bit more of a fun element to it, but at the same time, you know, we're here to, you know, show what we've got heading into main camp when we come back and that kind of thing. So, you know, there's a balance of, you know, having fun, but also, you know, going to work kind of thing.
Candy eating contest.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you feel you've kind of accomplished all you needed to, you can, at junior hockey at this point? Like, Winter Memorial Cup, you guys have, you know, your scoring title. I mean, do you feel you kind of done it already and kind of just ready to turn pro here? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, when you think of, you know, what I've been lucky enough to accomplish in junior hockey, it seems like it's that way, but, you know, at the same time, it's not really up to me to decide that. So, you know, all I'm really, really focused on is, you know, coming back here for, you know, September in main camp and, you know, just showing what I've got and showing that, you know, maybe, you know, I have accomplished everything I can in junior hockey and it's time for me to, you know, take the next step, and that's really what I'm hoping for.
What was your biggest takeaway from camp last year? Your first NHL, you know, being around NHL guys, what was your biggest takeaway from that?
I think it's the same every time I come here. It's learning as much as I can. Obviously, when you come for main camp, you know, not only are you surrounded by the coaches and all that, but, you know, professional hockey players, guys who've played in the league for so long, and you just sort of take the little things that you notice from them, you know, how they became the players that they are, how they got to their level, you know, and the same thing, you know, anytime they say something, it's valuable knowledge, and, you know, my ears are perking, listening to whatever they've got.